live with the kingdom as a goal. The kingdom is the next period of time, of course, when the Lord comes back. The thousand-year time between then and the New Jerusalem coming to this earth. And Paul was really living with the kingdom as a goal. And in Matthew 9, even the Lord said this, and was said about the Lord by Matthew, Jesus went about all the cities and the villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching, listen, the gospel, but here's a little phrase, of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. See, this gospel also should be big enough in your concept to include the kingdom. And healing every disease and every sickness. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Do you not know? These are to really, absolutely born again believers in the Lord for some time. But Paul says, do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives a prize? Here's a prize. Run in this way that you may lay hold. Don't you think? Here we're talking about running to believers, you see. The Scripture has this twofold. There's a side of you're saved. You can't be unsaved. You will always be saved. But there's a side to running to gain the prize. What is that prize? It's a prize for the kingdom, reward. There is a reward that is not based on just the free gift of salvation. It's also based on the running of the race with Christ, you see. Ephesians 5, 5 and 6. Here's a warning to believers in the church in Ephesus. For this you realize, these are dear Christian saints, knowing that every fornicator or unclean person or greedy person who is an idolater, You realize if you're greedy, you're an idolater? That puts a different light on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, if you idolize something, that's the source of you being really greedy about it. Uh-huh. That your greed makes that an idol. Anyway, these kind of people has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. None. Okay. Then he says, let no one deceive you with vain words. And boy, right now, sugar-coated vain words, they're so easy to hear today about the kingdom. But don't be deceived. For because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. The very same words, the vain words, that are really the judgment words on the unbelievers, you see, have to be taken seriously by the believers so they don't lose the prize of the kingdom as a reward. Then Philippians 13:14, Paul, as I think Neil quoted this verse, brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold. What? Paul? Not laying hold? Boy, don't you wish you had as much laying hold of ability as Paul right now? But Paul wouldn't be satisfied. I don't count myself that way, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind. That's a lot of history. A lot of history. See, forget it. What do you need to forget? Forget it. Forget it. Okay. Just forget it. You know, I don't know who to say. Okay. If Michael Jordan walked in those doors and he said, what do I need to do to really gain the kingdom reward? You need to forget. We need to tell him, you need to forget all of that past life, former manner of living. You need to get baptized and bury it all. and rise up and walk in newness of life and be just according to Christ and be one spirit with Him, then this would be right for you. See? And not knowing what kind of heart he has, I can't say whether he's like that or not. But since he's so world famous, this would be a verse he has to deal with, you see. Because his past is so famous. It's so, you know, it's so big. It's so worldwide. But forget it. It doesn't mean anything. Nothing. It's not in the heavenly records. Okay? There will be a day when it is, poof, not there. And I like Michael Jordan. I think he's a good basketball player. But I still have to tell him. I would have to tell him, if you want this, then you have to do it God's way. Otherwise, you'll just live and die being the world's greatest basketball player. Big deal. Forget the things which are behind and stretch forward to the things which are before. I pursue. Look at that. He's pursuing, running toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Amen. See, here is a prize, and he's running to what? To be in the 1,000-year ruling and reigning of Christ on this earth before eternity sets in. Okay? Then finally, 26 says, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. See, this guy, people don't even talk about first and first resurrections. Over these, the second death. Nobody talks about the second death. But there's a first resurrection. The first resurrection is the one in which you're resurrected to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. And the second death is not perdition. Well, I shouldn't say that. But over these, the second death has no authority. Okay? This means this is just not in their realm whatsoever. Okay? The second death. So you die on earth once, and there's another death. That's when God judges the whole universe. But they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign for 1,000 years. Revelation 26. That's not me. It's not my word. I'm not going to interpret this word. It's just self-explanatory. Okay? Simple people like me even can understand this.